Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story, a 15-year-old boy has turned himself in for the shooting at a high school basketball game over the weekend in Dallas. KRLD's Alan Skaya has the story.
Someone tweeted video of the shooting at the game between South Oak Cliff High School and Kimball at Ellis David Fieldhouse. An 18-year-old man was shot and a bullet fragment grazed a Dallas ISD police officer. The officer will be okay. The 18-year-old went to the hospital in critical condition. Dallas ISD says he's not a current student. Police say a 15-year-old boy turned himself in at Dallas Police Headquarters yesterday for the shooting. He's been charged with aggravated assault. Community members held a meeting last night to talk about how to stop violent crime in Dallas.
I'm tired of it.
What is the problem? Why are these children killing one another?
Dallas ISD is planning an update on the investigation later this morning. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
Today, Dallas Police Chief Renee Hall will explain her crime reduction plan to members of the City Council's Public Safety Committee. KRLD's Austin York has the latest.
Hall's plan calls for creating an intelligence-led policing division that will consist of over 20 people to analyze data to see where the department should use its resources. It will also add a 100-officer violent crime response team. She wants to reduce violent crime by 5% next year, a number that Mike Mata, president of the Dallas Police Association, says is far too low.
I believe we should reach for something that is reasonable, but we should reach, obviously, for the best possible thing we can. We should be shooting for those 2018, 2017, and lower numbers that we had much lower crime in the city.
He says the department needs to rebuild units like the gang unit to be successful.
We need to take what we do have and allocate it back into the divisions that were decimated, you know, under her command.
Mayor Eric Johnson called for the plan after a 30% increase in murders in 2019. Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
KRLD In Depth took a deeper look at the crime issue in Dallas, and you can listen to that on our website at KRLD.com. Just click on podcasts.
Students at Duncanville High School are mourning the loss of one of their own this morning. A 16-year-old shot and killed Saturday night in what police say was a drug-related incident. A second victim was wounded and is recovering this morning. Witnesses tell police about 7 o'clock Saturday evening they heard gunshots just before a car crashed into an unoccupied SUV on Beltline Road in DeSoto. They say two men inside the car jumped out and began running. Both were later taken to the hospital, where the 16-year-old died. The other victim underwent surgery and was reported in stable condition. The names of the victims have not been released. No word on any arrests, but police say there is no immediate threat to the public.
Supporters of Planned Parenthood are challenging the Attorney General's opinion, barring Texas state workers from deducting charitable donations to the nonprofit health care provider.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton concluded that a new law blocking state and local taxpayer dollars from going to abortion providers and their affiliates also blocks paycheck deductions from government employees.
We're hoping that they ignore this, that the deduction continues as it is.
That's Dan Quinn of the Texas Freedom Network. He calls the Attorney General's decision a violation of religious liberty.
The state has no business regulating the charitable decisions employees make with their own money and based on their own beliefs.
In Austin, Chris Fox, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Joe Biden has picked up the endorsement of Texas Congressman Colin Allred. He's the latest Texan to endorse Biden's 2020 presidential bid after having initially backed Julian Castro, who ended his campaign a week ago. Castro has endorsed Elizabeth Warren. Voting, of course, begins in Iowa, those Iowa caucuses, in less than a month.
A former Cowboys coach has received pro football's greatest honor.
Jimmy Johnson was working in his regular studio analyst role when Pro Football Hall of Fame president Dave Baker surprised him with an announcement on Fox Sports.
It's my great honor to tell you that you're going to be the 328th Hall of Famer into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And your legacy is going to be in Canton, Ohio forever.
Johnson could hardly express his thoughts.
All the assistant coaches that have worked for me, all the great players that have played for me, they're the reason I'm here. And they're the reason I can't talk.
Johnson coached the Cowboys to wins in Super Bowls 27 and 28.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere for the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.